AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. As gas prices hover around $5 a gallon, more in many places, relief may be on the way. The AP's Mike Hempen has the story.
President Biden says he's considering a federal holiday on the gasoline tax and could decide within days.
I hope I have a decision based on data I'm looking for by the end of the week.
A gas tax holiday would save Americans up to 18 cents a gallon. The administration has been looking for ways to spare motorists from higher prices at the pump, including releasing oil from the U.S. Strategic Reserve and increasing ethanol blending for the summer. Yet those efforts have yet to have a meaningful impact. Petroleum analyst Patrick DeHaan tells the AP that nationally, gas is averaging $4.97 a gallon. Mike Hempen, Washington.
Reporters in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, also asked President Biden if his upcoming trip to countries that include Germany will include Ukraine.
On this trip, not likely.
Federal officials say most of Yellowstone National Park in Montana should reopen within the next 2 weeks, much faster than originally expected after record floods pounded the region last week and knocked out major roads. But when the park does reopen, fewer visitors will be allowed in. Israel's weakened coalition government has decided to dissolve parliament and call a new election. The vote, expected later this year, could bring about a return of a nationalist religious government led by former Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, or another prolonged period of political gridlock. Facebook removed a campaign video by a Senate candidate in Missouri for violating policies prohibiting violence and incitement because the ad showed the Republican, Eric Greitens, brandishing a shotgun and declaring he was hunting rhinos or Republicans in name only. He's seen flanked by a tactical unit that breaks through a door and throws flashbang grenades. This is AP News. An Oscar-winning director is accused of sexual assault.
Prosecutors in Italy say movie maker Paul Haggis is being held as an investigation continues on a claim that he sexually assaulted a woman. Prosecutors quoted in Italian news media say the woman says Haggis forced her to have non-consensual sex over a two-day period. Authorities say the woman was dropped off at an airport where she was found to be in distress and taken to a hospital for treatment. An attorney for Haggis says his client is innocent and looks forward to having his name cleared. Haggis won the Oscar in 2006 for Best Original Screenplay for the movie Crash. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper says he's tested positive for the coronavirus, but is continuing to work from home while experiencing mild symptoms. Cooper's office released a statement saying he has begun taking the antiviral pill Paxlovid. He's been vaccinated and has had two booster shots. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.